I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is May!
It's gonna be May!
It's not gonna be. It is.
Yeah,
it's May.
It's May!
Wow. The most wonderful time
of
the year.
Whoa, that's blasphemy.
It's a secular Christmas song. It's not blasphemy.
It's blaspheming.
No.
What is it they're buying Christmas songs? Because that freaking commercial where they're doing that Christmas song.
It's because of the Claritin commercial.
The Claritin commercial!
Not a sponsor.
They're constantly doing that.
Because it's the allergy season.
I hate it.
Allergy season. Hey, whoa. Hey, it's a strong word.
I know, but it's May.
It's May. It's the best time of the year.
April showers bring May flowers.
That's right. And boy, do we have enough of those April showers.
Got enough of those. But May's going to bring it some
And May is bringing the most beautiful weather.
Okay.
I mean, it's springing it all.
Oh, dear
And I know
Lord.
What you're thinking. You're thinking, Katie, you only live May because it's your birthday month. Well, why my birthday's at the end of the month. So, you know, does that make it more my month? Absolutely it does. Oh. But there's such great things in May. There's Star Wars Day, which if you're listening to this, it's already
Star Wars Day. Or is it?
Yeah. And then there's Free Comic Book Day. Yeah. Also a great
Not a sponsor.
Event.
These are all things that aren't sponsors, by the way.
But they could be. Also, we have our book club coming back.
We do. It's May book club season.
Yeah, even better.
May your books ever be more in your favor. Ooh.
Okay.
Yikers.
Oh, yikes. That was a great trailer for the new one, though.
Yeah, it was.
Great trailer. I mean, what else is so great? The weather. It's not spring. It's not summer. It's the best. It's my favorite seasons colliding together all in one.
Okay.
Memorial Day, sad but somber all at the
That's
same
your
time.
Birthday.
This year it falls on
it
that
It falls
day.
On Memorial Day.
I mean, it's just the best. It's the kickoff to summer.
You know what
sucks?
It's
so long.
You know what sometimes sucks?
Is it about May?
No. When your birthday lands on a holiday, it sometimes sucks.
It happens a lot, though.
But to be honest, I'm not going to whine and complain on Facebook about it.
Oh, okay.
But my birthday...
That sounded triggering.
Sorry. My birthday won't land on Thanksgiving till 2025.
Well, thank
but your me. Birthday has landed on Memorial Day.
A lot. It lands on it a lot. That's
How do you
okay.
feel about that?
It's never really bothered me.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people that think absolutely everything has to be, like, perfect for my birthday.
Well,
I've never been one that had to have my party on my birthday.
Oh.
Whatever. It's not the birthday for me. It's just the fact that I was born in the best month.
That's not true.
Yes.
I am going to say no.
I mean, how? What are the odds? What are the odds I was born on the best month
of the year?
I would
say the best month is November. But
the warm-up act
this is
to
all,
the best month.
This is all
December.
Debating... Everybody, your month, every month, you know.
No, we're not doing that. Everybody thinks it's our podcast.
Yeah.
I'm saying the best month of the year is May.
November.
May. Definitely May.
But it can be May for now because it is May.
It's May.
You know?
It's beautiful. And what have we been doing with such great weather going on?
We went to the mall!
That's right. It's always interesting when we go to the mall.
I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like it.
It's because we went to Crabtree. Don't follow us, though.
Don't follow us at Crabtree. One, I just want to say.
I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know.
Uh-huh.
We have some great stories from Crabtree.
I don't love it at all.
It's an interesting place. I don't know why people kill me over getting super worried over, like, South Point. That's a great mall,
That's
by
great
the
mall.
Way.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but
definitely
could
a great
be.
Mall. No, the greatest
Maggiano's.
Mall is...
Okay. Call us up sometime.
They're not gonna sponsor.
Call us. Sponsor us.
The greatest, though, of all is Triangle. We don't get sponsored by them, but we definitely would love to be.
Yeah, and they didn't pick us for the Frozen tickets.
They didn't! We're still sour about it!
I'm so sorry about it. But Crabtree is nice. It has an Ultimate Comics in
it. It's nice. Not a sponsor.
Remember we were talking about they reopened the H&M?
Mm-hmm. They did it, finally.
Yeah. That stunk.
It kind of... Well, it did, like, literally. Like, it smelled like poopy in there. You know when you walk into a store...
I don't know about that.
Not just, like, the factor... You know what it is? I feel really bad for the H&M workers.
Okay.
Okay?
I do, too. The shoppers are not nice.
And like, you're not going into Dior.
We had a whole discussion about how you should treat employees.
Yeah.
By the way, why are the H&M shoppers so, like, it's not Nordstrom.
Yeah, you're not walking in. It's not Gucci.
It's not even Gap.
Nope.
It's a knockoff of
I
Gap.
I love sometimes the Gap workers.
They're so friendly.
Sometimes.
They sometimes make me want to spend money in there. They don't have to make me, though. I do
we
like
We do it anyway.
I do love me
I
some
just
want to
say,
jeans.
I bought jeans. My mommy bought me jeans.
Yeah.
This time. But last time I did buy my jeans.
Okay.
And they were only $19.
Right?
Nice.
I mean, that was better in Target.
I love them. Target jeans are not the greatest. No. I'm just going to go ahead and say
it. I mean, Gap has some great jeans. They have a dress there, too. Yeah. I saw a similar dress at Kohl's.
Yeah.
I like the Gap one better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might go back. I don't know.
I don't know.
I hate it when Gap puts things on sale after I've purchased
There's
them.
A store in...
It makes me mad.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's a store, though, that we don't go to, and I refuse to ever enter that store again.
New York Company? Express?
Nope.
Okay.
No. None of those.
Black and White Factory?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. The store that has all the country
stuff. Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
No.
Yeah! Let me rag on it! I went in there. Every time I go in there, the employees are annoying and rude to me.
Okay.
And I don't know why they're rude to me. I'm giving them my dadgum hard-earned money. Well,
did you buy something?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you didn't give them your hard-earned
money. I thought about it, but I put it back. Because they were rude.
Because it had an Outer Banks shirt.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It said JJ's, but it's JJ's girl, but it said on the back. But I just want to say...
So it doesn't help you.
That I went in there.
Okay.
And every time I go in there, their workers are rude to me.
Okay.
Let me explain why.
Okay.
Every time I walk in there and I say I asked for one thing in there. Okay. I knew that. I'm not going to say what it was.
Okay.
Because controversy. But when did you ask for it?
Okay.
And when it was Father's Day gift. I went to go ask for it and the worker looked at me and said, I don't know. We never have that in stock. So I wouldn't know.
Okay.
And I thought, well, okay. And I said, oh, okay, well, do you know when you might have it in stock? I don't know. I'm not the manager.
That makes me.
And I thought, well, look here, Lindy, or more I say, Annabeth, or whatever the crap your name is.
That definitely fits.
Annabeth.
Someone who's named Annabeth definitely
fits. She had her hair, she was the typical, you know, I'm so Southern.
It's not like.
I can't wear pants, I wear shorts up my butt.
Oh, okay. Well, we're profiling. Gotcha.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, she's your typical
Annabeth with your shorts up.
Straggly haired blonde with her hair done up in a, you know,
we're
a
getting offensive now. Yeah. Now you're getting offensive.
And she was folding stuff not very well. And every time I walk in, then the last time I went in with, it was during Christmas time.
Okay.
And there was a boy in there, you know, he's wearing shorts in December. Oh. Might I say more?
And
no.
I bet he had a hat on.
He sure did!
And he had that hair.
And no,
that beachy hair.
It wasn't that. Not that perfect. Okay. And he was the manager.
I bet his name was Blake.
And he looked me up and down with the little boys that I were with, who just wanted to smush some quarters. Pennies.
Yeah, it's a penny smasher.
But it cost me 25 cents, and it was my 25 cents, which is fine. It was for the little children's. And while I was in there, he asked me, well, are you all going to buy anything by chance?
What?
And I said, oh, yeah, we're just smushing these pennies. They wanted some pennies. And I kind of laughed at myself, because, you know, it's awkward. I'm awkward.
Yeah.
And he was kind of cute. But he wasn't cute after he said, okay, well, just be careful because we like the space through this area. So if you could just, like, move out of the area right here. And I was like, rude!
Chill out, Connor.
Look here, Connor! Or Devin. Drake! Or Zachariah!
Okay.
Or Jacobin!
That's a little too biblical for someone who works in a store. Their name is Travis.
Oh, Travis, yeah.
Or Timothy,
and his mom
maybe?
And his dad probably bought everything in his big old pickup truck.
Definitely a Connor in there somewhere.
Probably. And he looked at me, and he was not cute anymore.
Mm, okay.
But every time, I just want to say, they're not a sponsor, obviously.
Clearly not.
But don't go in there. They're always rude.
We don't even know.
And even when you're buying some, they're still rude.
Okay.
Like, this is my money, son.
I agree. When someone pressures or asks me that question, I have a tendency to say things that I wouldn't maybe normally say, like, absolutely not, I'm buying anything in this
absolutely
store.
Absolutely not.
Do I have
you all smell
redneck
duty? Written?
Okay.
Yeah, do I have white trash written across my forehead?
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Definitely getting hurtful then.
No,
definitely.
It's not that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to backtrack on that.
Yeah, don't backtrack.
But I just want to say, they're rude. Every time. I don't give two craps if they need to be hiring somebody.
Okay. Well, you definitely aren't working.
I'm not buying it.
You don't have scraggly blonde hair, and you don't have shorts cut up your butt, so you will not work
there. I like my booty in my pants, not outside.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for
the
listener. The
cheeks always covered.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you went too far, but that's fine.
I haven't gone back in there ever since December of last year. Me and those boys, we were just having a ball.
Yeah,
and we were buying stuff. My freaking quarters were going somewhere.
That's true. They went in the machine.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't 25 cents. I'm pretty sure it was a dollar.
Oh.
So, crap on that.
Mm.
Drake.
Well, I don't ever
Connor.
Go in there. I don't ever go in there. That's not my scene.
Josh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Probably a Josh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That store's not my scene.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. It wasn't mine. I just wanted to look at
like, you don't look at me and think, you shop at, like, what is it called? Cockroach?
Moon. It's not cockroach.
What's that store called? Palmetta.
Palmetta.
Yeah. It is Palmetta.
There is a store in South Point that's called Moon.
Palmetta.
Is it called Palmetta?
Yeah.
No, it's not. You're making
it's not called the Moon Store. I used to call it that all the time.
Oh, well, every Palmetta. Time I go in there, I call it the Moon Store.
Yeah, it's called Palmetta.
Okay. There's a cute guy that works in that one. And they're nice. The guys that work in there are really nice.
They're very aggressive.
Yeah, they, like, really want you to buy something. And my thing is, I'm not going to buy $50 worth of your merchandise.
Yeah. They had they had a Dolly Parton shirt you wanted.
Wanted it really bad. Yeah. And then when I went in there and I asked for it, they looked at me really strange. I thought, do you know who the crap Dolly Parton is?
Wow.
What is it with the kids these days?
These kids these days. American Idol contestant.
Dolly Parton! Didn't here we come again?
She didn't know a Dolly Parton song.
Uh-uh. 9 to 5? Hello?
That definitely sealed the deal. You weren't gonna like her.
Nope. Yeah. And she got voted off.
I agree. Boom. I think you should know someone like Dolly Parton if you're interested in music.
Yeah, you should.
That's just my opinion.
And don't be a fake fan about it.
Yeah, don't be a fake fan.
And all because you're a fan of Dolly Parton and Taylor Swift doesn't mean anything to me.
I feel that was profile. That was direct.
Okay? Just saying. Okay? Don't be a fake bandwagon fan.
Got it.
Okay.
I'll put that down in my book.
Well, you know, you can't like Dolly Parton, Elvis, and Taylor Swift all at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It's a little
bit. I feel like if you're a singer, you might want to be interested in there.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's true.
I'm just saying. But, thank you, Libby. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For the PSA of the country restaurant. We don't.
Country restaurant? No, it's a country store in Crabtree.
Crabtree.
Don't go in there.
Don't name.
And if you go in there,
tell them that Libby told you not to.
That's right. Well, don't say my name. Don't say my name. Don't do that. Because they might sue us. Or they might come after us. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't really know if they know how to walk.
Sue us only for a dollar. Like yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow. Don't forget it.
That's right. Yeah,
also, that's all we can afford.
Also, a dollar. I don't think anybody there knows how to walk and chew gum at the same time. So, let alone
I get that.
Know my name.
Definitely not making any friends on this episode.
Absolutely not. I'm here to roast.
All that just to kidding. Be said, that's what we did this week. Or yeah. didn't do. I don't yeah. know.
Well, I walked by it, and every time I walk by it, I have to say,
yeah, I know.
That place has jerk employees.
I'm so glad you did that because you complain about Dad doing the same thing, and you literally do the same thing. We walked by the store, and I said nothing. Sometimes I'll aggravate you. Sometimes I like to probe it, like, hey, you want to go to that store? Didn't say a word this time. I was really good. Walked right by, and we weren't even steps away before you looked back at Mom and said, you know what? That store? Jerk employees. And Mom, okay. And I'm just like, no one cares.
It's true. Don't ever go in there. Even if you want to smush a penny, it ain't worth it.
They did have a Jack Sparrow shirt nope. in there one time.
Yeah, they had really. Justice for Depp.
Depp, yeah.
And I thought about buying the shirt, but I said no.
But it has it on the
on
back.
The back.
And I wear a backpack, and it doesn't work for me.
Nope. Unless you want to wear, if you want to be a chump and wear your shirt inside, well, the wrong way up.
No.
Me neither.
I don't.
I never thought about it.
I don't want to wear that way.
That way.
The little person inside me will not allow that.
I know.
It would be
it's
like,
it stretches.
It's like opposite magnets. It just, no.
No.
I can't
control the situation.
I must wear it the way it's supposed to be worn.
Well, I mean,
just
some
must.
Would say, well, it's $50 for a shirt. Not that. Well, that might be a little dramatic.
That,
it's like
$35
for okay. a shirt, and I ain't buying
that's
it.
That's enough for me. That's enough. It. But you know what? I don't even know what segue to move on from
now,
that
go ahead.
That whole thing.
Well, we're about to talk about something that I probably should do.
We're going to get burned, bro.
What? Burned? No burning happening here.
So, we're talking about Peter Pan and Wendy.
Yes.
Yes, which was a live-action movie.
Most
that
recently.
That hit Disney Plus.
Uh-huh.
And if you have listened to us before, we love a live-action remake of a cartoon.
That is not true sometimes. It's not true.
Aladdin. That's the high point
I
for
love
me.
Aladdin.
We'll get into how we feel about live actions.
Yes.
But so, Peter Pan and Wendy. When this movie gets remade, and it's been remade about a bajillion times.
It's always got something going on. It's always really weird.
Right.
It's in the pedophile realm.
Oh, okay. Wow. Why do you use that word?
Eh.
Why?
Just saying.
Why? You could choose every other word to say.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Inappropriate. That's all you need to say. It just goes and dabbles in the inappropriateness.
It dibbles.
See how I said
no,
that?
No, because it dabbles in the pedophile.
Inappropriate. That's all you gotta say is
okay.
Inappropriate.
Okay.
But so, Peter Pan and Wendy hit.
Yes.
And this brought up the old favorite topic of ours.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Growing.
If you've been listening to this podcast, Libby loves growing up. She loves the topic. This is like the 18th million time we've probably had the topic of growing up.
Yes.
It's a complicated word.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a generation of millennials that, you know, they're having some trouble in the growing up.
That's right.
You would think turning 30 was like the end of the world.
It's over. It's done.
I feel like it's the beginning of my world. I love it.
Put that on your shirt.
I love it. I love being
the beginning of my world.
I love being 30.
You love 30 and dirty.
No, not
30
that.
And flirty.
Absolutely not.
30 and pooty. I don't know. Something 30 and flat.
And you're done.
Gelatins. I don't know. Something that runs. Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
But growing up, and so we all know that the whole story of Peter Pan is a boy who doesn't grow up. He moves to Never.
Sorry.
You can stop. You can stop.
Sorry.
Peter Pan moves away. Uh-huh. That would be you.
Okay.
And he moves to Never Never Land.
Yeah.
Why?
Whoa.
How does he get to Never Never Land? I don't really know
enough about Peter. That's the thing is, like, I thought this was going to open up a whole new thing.
Yeah, but it didn't.
But it didn't. It just made me happy still.
Okay. But it opens up the world of, you know, growing up. Yeah. Wendy is moving out of the nursery.
Right.
With her brothers.
To go to...
To be a grown-up.
To be a grown-up.
And to be in school.
Her, what's it called?
I don't know.
Child jail. It's kind of what I always
child jail.
Because
I don't think so.
Some school.
But, you know, this was when parents, you know, decided we're not going to parent anymore. You need to grow up. I'm going to ship you off to a school where we don't ever have to look after you.
Yeah.
We're just going to pour a bunch of money in your education.
And never see you till you're 18.
And I don't know why we poured a whole bunch of money in girls' education, because in the end, all we wanted them to be was, you know, married.
Married. That's true, especially in that time.
You know, and then they were going to have more children, and they were going to also ship them off to school.
School.
And have other people.
Boarding school!
Yeah.
That's it!
Way to go.
Took me way too long. You said ship, and I said boarding school! Knew it! I knew I would get it!
Way to go.
Okay.
And that was basically
really,
what happened.
The name of boarding school is boring. Just kidding.
It's just
dance school, kids.
It's just we don't want to watch after our children anymore.
No.
So we use the excuse
of.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, how old is Wendy?
You smell that? It's roasting. Yeah.
How old is Wendy here? 12?
Yeah, she a widow.
I mean, like, grow up, Wendy.
Stop, Wendy.
Stop playing.
Stop being a kid, Wendy.
I mean, like, grow up.
Yeah.
I mean, what is a grown-up 12-year-old? Don't grow up at 12. We don't need 12-year-olds looking after other 12-year-olds. No, thank you.
No.
But this is the whole topic. And what I don't understand about it,
yes.
that I've always wondered,
mm-hmm.
is what exactly does make a grown-up?
Okay. And this is what it harped on. Really harps on it.
This is what I've always wondered. It's like, what is our measuring stick of being a grown-up?
Oh, I love it.
What is me and you's measuring stick of being a grown-up?
Nothing. And my measuring stick's broke, honey. It's been thrown out the window.
I mean...
I've been into boarding school. Sorry.
I feel like me and you's idea of grown-up...
Me's and you's.
Me's and you's.
Yeah.
Me's and you's idea.
Uh-huh.
Misa me and you.
Misa! No.
Idea of being grown-up are probably two different things.
Absolutely they are.
Like, it's not that... I definitely don't feel like Mom and Dad ever forced me to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
I just am naturally bossy.
Controlling? Oh, I was going to say controlling. You said bossy. That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But is it bad to grow up?
Mm-mm. No, it's not. Well, no.
I mean, I think we make it to be bad. Therefore, children dread it. And generation after generation, I think they've dreaded it.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Just specifically
you.
Specifically you, Libby.
Yeah.
Lib.
Yeah.
Is it bad to grow up?
No. It's not bad.
Okay.
It's just that I wouldn't say we've grown up. One, we both haven't grown up in a household where it was like, well, you have to do this, and you have to be this old, and if you don't do that, then you're not going to fulfill this goal, or you're not going to... One, we grew up in a household where... If you did it, that's great.
Yeah.
If you did it, we're not going to harp on it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Or you're not a failure because you didn't.
Yeah.
That is a blessing, first of all. But the next thing is, I think growing up, in my perspective of it is, there's a lot of anxiety and thought about the factor of, oh, well, you're this old, then why aren't you doing this? Which I think I've talked about before.
Yeah.
Is why I don't like growing up from the factor of, I don't enjoy the age. I mean, the age changing, you can't do anything about
that.
the factor of there's these things that people in society, if we're just going to go ahead and say it, have decided, well, if you don't go to college, then you're a failure. If you don't go to college and do this, then are you really fulfilling a goal that you, a generation, or maybe you, a society, have framed that this is your goal and that should be what you do?
Yeah.
To me, growing up is a standard of, well, you need to fill out this whole thing before you can do that.
Yeah.
Or you need to fill out this because I've told you, as a grown-up myself, or maybe, a decade generation has decided, well, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
To me, growing up is not a bad thing, but it makes you feel like I'm stuck in this box, and if I don't stay in this box, then I'm crapped.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Way to go, pep talk.
Way to end that on.
Yeah. I agree. I think the sad thing is growing up, it should be a great thing.
Right.
It's a blessing to grow up. It's a blessing to get older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've lived this life and I agree, society makes growing up so heavy to the point of like, and so judgmental.
Yeah.
There's really no difference in the way Wendy's parents act about her growing up than really people do now.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have your driver's license at what, a 16-year-old, you know, what's wrong with you?
Right.
If you don't go to college, well, what are you going to do?
Right.
Even though many people never do those things.
Well, there are many celebrities that just make tons and tons of money, and they never went to college.
Yeah.
And some of them didn't even finish high school. I know. Whoa! Some of them couldn't afford it.
I think that's one of the things that, you know, is amazing.
And we're not saying that, you know, education is not important. No, we find education very important.
People get things done in different ways and different fashions. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, not everybody's got it down. I know everybody seems to have it down, but they don't.
And there isn't anything wrong.
Sometimes when you don't have it down, you like to put a microscope on other people and point out what they don't have down.
That's true.
Just saying.
That's very true.
I'm just saying. Don't point out, you know, the stick in someone's eye when you got a log shoved in yours.
I'm just saying. That's a really good, that's an oldie but a goldie.
I know, right?
That's good. Mm-hmm. I would just say that growing up, no, is not bad. And I know some people think, oh, well, Lydia, you hate it, you don't like it. No, I don't hate it. I get a lot of anxiety about it.
Yeah.
Because to me, I am a 21-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that 20-year-old girls my age that are doing that I don't plan on doing right now.
Yeah.
Because it's my growing up spell. If they want to go get married, that's fine on me. If this was a different time period and they wanted to, and I was a 20-year-old, I probably would be married by now.
Yeah.
Probably would be having my first kid or second or third. I don't know.
Okay.
How it works in the 50s. But
okay.
In any time period, really, truthfully, it doesn't matter. You have your own growing aspect.
You have to go at a certain pace because I do think, this is just from what I've witnessed, just from people I've grown up with, that shoved into certain circumstances or people thinking they're there have ended in some of the saddest things.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's divorce at a young age. Sometimes it's children. Sometimes it's loss of things. Sometimes it's drugs. Sometimes it's other things because you were pushed so far into things that maybe you just weren't quite ready for.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be always ready for big things yet.
Right.
Like marriage or children or things like that, especially when you might have other things going on and maybe you need to, sometimes people have to grow up a little bit more
mentally before they can grow up physically.
Surprisingly, a 16 or an 18-year-old, I don't know, of now, do I think that means you're a grown up?
No.
I don't.
No.
I don't want a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. I don't always think they're the best drivers. So I'm sorry.
Oh, it's true.
I'm sorry.
And I think in many ways, in a lot of ways, I've spoken to a lot of teenagers, and I've been around a lot of teenagers. They don't find growing up fun. They find growing up scary and it has so much force in the factor of, well, if you don't do it, then you're not.
What happens if you don't get your driver's license right at 16? Life goes on. You age again, and there's another shot.
And you can still do it.
And you age again.
Yeah.
And you age again.
Yeah. Look at New Yorkers.
It's fine.
I love looking at New Yorkers. They make you feel good. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be really raw. I despise going to the DMV.
Yeah.
I've talked about it many times.
Yeah, I know.
Been to the DMV.
You're emotional.
I don't want to drive. It terrifies me to drive.
Yeah, I hate it.
And it's not driving. Because of, well, you know, somebody tell, I don't care what people say now. No. I literally don't care.
Yeah.
If you think I need to be driving, then will you pay for the car that I crash into? Or okay. You pay for the car that crashes into me.
I agree.
Pay for my funeral, because I probably died. Okay. There you go.
Wow. Why is
See what I'm saying?
Why is everything with you take such a dark turn? Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, turn, because it was a car.
Okay. Moving on from that one.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to be a grown-up?
Why is it? You know? Why is it?
Responsibilities.
Yeah.
Responsibilities.
So much.
People expect you to behave like a grown-up.
They do, and you don't want to.
It's so funny to me about being a grown-up. Now, really, being a grown-up,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the most, like, absolutely droll, and as a grown-up, yet sometimes I feel like I'm treated less like a grown-up now.
It's very true.
Like, yeah. When I was younger, people, like, automatically thought
this, and this. Yeah.
And now, when I'm like, when I really assert myself as a grown-up, they're like, what?
I didn't know you were that age.
You mean you would like to be treated like an adult?
Yeah.
And I think that was the one thing about, you know, turning 30. That was like one of the things I decided I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be called, you know, young or treated like a child.
Yeah.
I'm going to assert myself. It's because
you're 5'4".
Okay.
You know?
It's because...
You got that disease, too, that make you look really young.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for
all... You got youngitis.
You're on the negative train today.
Sorry.
Downer coming.
That's true.
Thank you. I just decided I'm not gonna put up with it.
See, the thing about it is, I've realized that you do get more respect because you are older. But also, I'm the baby.
Yeah.
And I've always been the baby. And my toughest thing was when I was 18, I really had to learn during quarantine and stuff, especially with being on Zoom and not really being around people. I had the hardest lesson of learning of, well, do I want to be treated like the baby and have no respect? And ow, I hit my finger! Ah, I hit my finger on the table! Ah, brain dance! Anyway.
Thank you for that.
Just talking about that. Don't be a baby, okay?
Don't be baby bad enough.
But I learned when I was 18, sadly, that either do I want that respect, or do I want to have the respect when I want it, or do I constantly want to be treated like, oh, well, Libby, you are young, and you don't need to do that. I'll just do it for you.
Yeah.
Or do I want to have the respect and be like, oh, well, Libby can take that on because Libby can do it.
Yeah.
And my thing about it is now, even now, because I have the realm of being young and, you know, I'm 21 and not everyone thinks, oh, well, you can't really do that. But yet you want me to be an adult or you don't want me to be an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think, too, a great growing experience, I would say, especially for me, I would say, was quarantine.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, here is a moment here. It's out of the norm.
Yeah.
You don't know if you'll ever have it again. Here is this moment in time, and you're watching other people fall apart.
Yeah.
You're listening to their stories of how they're not making it, how they're doing this. Do you want to be like that, or do you want to grow up and learn stuff while you have this, like, absolutely weird time to do these things?
Right.
And I would say between some of the things we've had go on in our household and also quarantine, it was like, here's your moment. I'm giving you this moment in time to realize this is your time to grow up.
Yeah.
This is your way to control how you're going to grow up, too. Like, you're going to make some decisions, and you're going to need to say things that you might would have just gone along with. And unfortunately, I might would have complained about it, but I'd have done it anyway.
Right.
Or do I want to say something here
at
this moment in time? And as though it was hard, I realized, oh, this is the way I want it, and I need to say this is the way I want it.
Yeah.
And when we went through quarantine, I definitely saw, what if something would have happened? What if life would have ended for somebody in my family at this time? Do I want to seize the moment and enjoy it? Or do I want to keep doing what everybody thinks I should be doing at that point in time?
Yeah.
And if that meant I stepped away from some things, whether they were even, you know, church-related at times, job-related, then that meant I stepped away and took care of what I needed to take. That's what I took as being, yes, hard and painful and guilted. I got very guilted into feeling, well, you're not doing this and you're not doing this. But what amazed me was, this is my takeaway from it. This is what I needed to do for this. Mm-hmm. It may be tough, it may be painful, but I'm going to step away because this is what I've decided is going to be my grown-up decision. Yeah,
I agree.
And what is funny about people who want you to grow up is it always somehow benefits them.
It does.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, you know, if you made this decision, you know, maybe... Decision. Decision.
Yeah.
You'd be more grown up or you'd be more in where you need to be.
Right.
Why does that decision always benefit you?
Right? I think that's the
Seems
thing about it.
Seems to be a win
it.
For you, but a lose for me.
I think that is the thing. Yeah. And it does, and it sucks. Because people are always going to be people in that aspect. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. We could be talking about this 20 years from now.
Yeah,
and
I think the they're really not much different.
They're always the same. And I think what sucked for me when I went through my senior year is I was around women, older women and stuff like that, that made me feel as though because I wasn't doing A, B, and C, then I was losing my next thing of what I was going to do.
But you know what I always think about that? Yeah. Man, a lot of them got fat during quarantine.
They did get thrown, that's true. So, and a lot of them, you know, I look at them and I'm thinking, sorry. Well, you're not doing anything either. Right. What are you doing to change your life?
I just always think...
You're being hypocritical.
When someone looks at you and is like, well, in 10 years, where do you see yourself? I always want to say, let me ask you this. Did you see yourself right now being where you're at from 10 years?
Yeah.
Because it ain't looking so great from where I'm sitting. So, just saying.
I mean,
saying.
It's true. And I think the thing about growing up and stuff and things like that, I don't know what your next question will be because it's making me have some anxiety. Oh! Is, I think what I learned turning a certain age is I had a lot of fear of, well, I grow up, you know, growing up, you know, you had these sets of friends, and you had, like, that best friend. And what I've talked about before on the podcast, and I'm not afraid to talk about it now, because if she wants to sue me. Don't sue me. A dollar.
Only a dollar.
But there's nothing bad to say is, you know, you have a set of idea of, like, oh, well, we're going to do this when we get older, we're going to do that, and it's never going to change.
Yeah.
Change will happen, and you don't even know. It'll just happen.
Yeah.
And I learned that, you know, you stop talking to that person, the next question is, well, if I stop, they're going to talk to me. They're going to speak.
Yeah.
But once you hit a certain age, and they do go to college.
Yeah.
And you don't go to college.
No.
And for those that, you know, like myself, I will put to this, is getting older and not going to college and being like, oh, well, they're going to experience the things right now.
Yeah.
I had a girl when I was younger, and this is amazing because it just happened today, is I had a girl when I was younger, and it was her senior year, and my senior year was coming up.
Yeah.
She looked at me and she said, you know, you really are wasting your life.
Okay.
Deciding you're not going to college because you're going to miss the experience. Don't you want the experience I'm going to get?
It's a very expensive experience.
It's very, I just want to say.
It ain't a cheap one.
Is, she looked at me and said that she was going in for criminology, I think was what she's going in.
Okay.
Everybody
wants to be a detective on
right? day one. And some have fulfilled it.
Yeah.
I know a girl right now, she's doing her full schedule of it. And you know, it's rough, but she's still doing it.
Yeah.
And props to her. But this girl in particular looked at me and said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at her now and she's doing the exact same job I'm doing.
Okay.
And she went to school for something she's not doing.
Very expensively.
I'm just saying. And I just want to say, you need to look at people who are doing this, and then when you go off and you're successful, don't worry about them.
Yeah, don't go around always putting out a measuring stick for everybody else.
And if you are going to college right now,
what a grown-up should be.
Right, and going to college is not an adult. There's nothing, I'm just going to look at you now. Mm-hmm. There's no experience
look at me now.
You're going to get at college that you won't get at a job. Or you won't get going out.
They're all different experiences.
If you're going out and you're going places, you're going to the mall. You're meeting people.
Yeah.
When somebody looks and she's like, well, you're missing the experience of meeting people.
You can meet people.
You can meet people at any world. It doesn't mean it's great.
That's not what going to school is for.
No, you're actually supposed to be doing your work.
You're supposed to
be
educated in a field that you need the education in.
Right.
You're not there to party. Mm-hmm. You're not there to meet your future husband, your future wife. That's not what college is for.
Right.
It's not for a party experience. It's not a club.
No.
It's a very expensive educational system.
Yeah.
And you go there and you should make the wise decisions of what to pick. Mm-hmm. I have a real problem with decisions.
I know. I'm noticing that. I'm not going to stop you because, you know, you wouldn't do it to me. Yeah.
In these type of fields.
Yeah.
And you need to worry about what you're doing there and not worry about
you don't need to put your fingers in everybody else's pool.
Just because your pool is real shallow doesn't mean you need to go dip in someone else's. Just saying.
But yeah, those things are, they're just not, no. Do you have another question?
I do.
What is
it? I love this topic with you. God. I love it so much.
Do tell.
What's the most grown-up thing you feel like you've done?
What I've done?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got a bank card. That's so cool. I love it. I got a bank card. I don't worry about change no more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I still do.
Yeah.
I did that. And then my most adult things I've probably done is I am an assistant teacher, which I've talked about.
Yeah.
At a preschool. And I don't disclose where it is.
Don't.
But, you know, you should come
don't
to my
weird.
Preschool because I love it. I, for the first time, had subbed by myself with you. And it felt a little, I get overwhelmed.
Okay.
And I have a tendency to back out when it's a situation I don't want to be involved in.
Okay.
Or I'll just let somebody else handle it.
Yeah. Of course.
And I feel like those are very adult things I've done.
Okay.
To be honest, I've gotten money before. I've gotten checks, so I don't really worry about that. I know how to write a check.
Oh.
I know. But I kind of knew that before being an adult. I know how to sign a check. For sure I do. I don't feel like there's, like, a big moment where I was like, man, I'm such an adult. But getting a bank card was pretty adult. You know?
It is pretty adult.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
You know, when I think of what is the most adult decision I've ever, like, made or what made me feel the most like a grown-up, I'm if I'm being honest, it's going somewhere probably by myself.
Yeah.
I
don't have that experience. Except when I went to my CPR class. That felt pretty adult.
I mean, like, literally, I'm in a vehicle, and I'm controlling where I'm going at the time.
I'm glad you've experienced that.
We have some friends, and they live a little further away.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in the maps of where they were. And I'm driving in the car, and I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah.
And there's all these things in my head running. Like, what if I die? I'm never going to be able to tell anybody where I'm at.
Yes.
I can't describe anything because I'm not sure. And I have never felt probably more like I want my mom than when I'm off in a car by myself.
Yeah.
Because I have a horrifying, I don't want to die in a car by myself.
Me neither.
I don't want that.
I don't
want
to drown in a car.
I don't want to kill anybody else in the car with me, but I don't want to die in the car by myself.
Yeah. It's a
I don't know why. It's just a thing for me.
No.
And that is when I feel the most like a grown-up, and I hate it the most.
Do you feel like the most donut?
Donut? No. Do I feel most like a donut? I don't feel like a donut.
Donut. Do you feel like the most adult moments, because I do, is when you feel like, I just want my mommy.
Yes.
Really bad right
Those
now.
Are my adult moments. Those are my most grown-up moments, is when I'm like, I need my mom immediately.
Yeah.
And when I'm on a map thing going to an area that, of course, my mom knows where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Our mom knows all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, she does.
And then I'm by myself driving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
want my mommy.
I feel like a grown-up, and I want to tag out real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody else want to come in?
Come on in.
Come on. I want to tag.
See, here's the thing, is I don't really want to. See, everyone's like, why don't you just want to drive? It's so much freedom. I don't want the freedom, because personally, I don't want to drive.
Yeah.
The vehicle scares me.
It's not even
me. And I know somebody out there is judging me.
I'm a great driver.
Yeah, you are.
I am a great
driver.
I'm
not saying that facetiously. I mean,
is it other people around me? They not good drivers me.
They not speak good like you and me.
Nope. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't
but
know
I do.
If I've... Oh, I did sign a contract one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, for my work.
I had someone sign a contract of my stuff.
Yes, you did. Did you feel like a grown-up when they did it?
Sure, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't really understand.
I always feel like a Judge Judy episode's coming around.
I did feel... Yeah, you always do.
Yeah.
I did feel like an adult when I was in my first town play or
as an adult?
Adult play.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
I still feel like a baby, but I mean, that's just because I'm young. I
talk like a baby.
You're so sweet.
Not
rudely.
No.
Don't get it twisted. I love it. Yeah. I don't mind it. It's fine. You know? When they look at me and they're like, Libby, I'm okay with that. Or like, if they won't pinch my cheekies. I did have somebody want to pinch my cheekies recently. Not that long ago.
Yeah, you had a woman at Regazzi's that was just in... thrilled with
she
you.
She was.
I thought she was going to suck the life out of you. All your youngness, she was going to get a straw and be like...
It was her birthday, too.
Was she like 95?
Did you think that sounded like a straw? Yeah. It did.
She's like 95.
Yeah.
She probably...
She was not 95, bro. What in the crap?
She was.
She was old. She did not offer me a piece of her cake, though.
No, she did not.
I was a little offended.
All that talking to you at the table and...
It was a huge cake!
And staring at you.
It was huge!
And she was never like, would you like a piece of cake?
I would have been like, sure.
I would not have eaten that cake.
Yeah, you think she poisoned it?
Because
I think
she would have put something in there where you'd have passed out and she would have taken you somewhere and it would have been like a barn.
Because we were sitting in a booth, you would have stopped that scenario. What the crap?
And she'd have put you on a hospital table and she'd have taken your
blood. No.
And then she'd have mixed it with her blood and suddenly she'd have become all young.
You mean like Mother Gothel? Is that what you're saying? But like, it's way more graphic. And, like, way more, like, I don't even know, Chainsaw Massacre going on here.
Actually, I watched a movie on Hulu. Man, Hulu's got some weird movies.
Yeah.
Where they did something like that to people.
We both watched.
And Winona Ryder.
It wasn't just you. I watched it, too.
The mom from Stranger Things.
It was not for his youth. It was for him not to die from cancer.
Okay. He was going to live forever. Oh, really? Oh, you're right.
I know I'm right. What movie? You say these things like you watched it by yourself. I was there too. You know?
You're right. He just wanted to live forever. He wasn't going to look young. It had Dermot Mulroney in it.
Mm. Yeah. I thought you said it was a disease, but it wasn't. It was Dermot Mulroney. I kind of like him.
He's kind of good looking.
He's so cute.
But that was what that woman was going to do with you.
Okay. Let's just be clear. She did not have any sickness.
She was like 1,000 years old.
She was not 1,000 years old. She really smiled at me intensely. And told me she really liked my hair. And I thought she was going to come over there and rub my hair. And I thought, I don't like it when... I don't mind if people rub my hair.
But
I gotta know you first.
I think you should know them more than a woman sitting at a Regazzi's table.
And she also slurped when she ate her spaghetti. I could hear it from the booth. I was like, dear God, stop slurping your spaghetti! It's triggering.
Maybe she wanted to shave your head and make a wig out of it.
Please. Why? Her hair looked great.
It was probably some
other... A lot of people really want to shave my head and do my hair.
It was probably because it was some other young person's hair. And she was like, whoa, should I shave this young person's hair? She has better hair.
No.
You have a lot of hair. She could probably shave your hair.
It's really adult.
And more hair of yours would grow back like that.
You know what's really adult? And I forgot this. I really think it's really adult. When you can
grown
go somewhere.
Up. You don't have to say adult.
Okay.
You make it sound
up.
So creepy when
it
you say adult.
Weird. Sorry. Is when you can go to somewhere in a restaurant or somewhere and you run into somebody you know, or maybe you work with them, or maybe you have worked with them as working as
where are you going with this?
And you can actually go up and speak to them. Okay. I will pay you $1,000 if you can do that.
If I see people I know, and usually it's people I don't like out in public, I do
it's
not
true.
Want
Isn't
to
it
talk.
The worst?
I never run into people I like. Like, hey, there's my best friend.
Or there's
never.
My person I like. Well, we're not going to run into her.
No, because she doesn't live here
in Ohio.
She lives in a place.
But the other ones that we like, we don't run into them.
No, it's always people I don't like.
And when we do,
don't want to know them.
It's usually after we've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, why didn't we do something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's too late.
It's so awkward when you meet people. That's a grown-up situation I hate being in.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to say? So my way of dealing with it, go the other way.
I go to the bathroom. I don't come out until they're gone.
I really miss masks because, man, tell anybody.
Nobody would know.
Nobody recognized you.
Yeah, unless you're a person I really like, I'll say something to you.
Sure.
But otherwise, I'm going to go hide in the other one.
And, okay.
Not in the potty.
So that should really let you know when we don't like it, we probably won't speak to you.
Sorry.
Yeah. I run into the awkwardness of, like, are they going to speak to me?
Yeah, are you going to speak to them first, or are they going to see you first?
Does that dance?
I like to see if they'll
notice.
Dance. I like to see sometimes if they'll notice me first.
Yeah.
You know?
I always like to do that first. Then it's like,
I have
look
a bad
stupid.
Tendency. Yeah. I have a bad tendency of running somebody I don't remember their name.
Oh.
Yeah. I do that a lot.
Okay.
And sometimes I
You're
just
You're really
freak
rocking
out.
This grown-up thing.
It's going great for me personally.
That's all the questions I have for you.
Thank God. Dear Lord.
It wasn't a
that
test.
Was so, that was the worst.
It wasn't a test.
I hate tests. I hate them. I hate tests!
It wasn't a test.
Doesn't matter.
You just answer these
questions. And I don't give a crap when somebody says it's multiple choice. I don't care. Too many 50-50s for me personally, Linda. Yay?
I love multiple choice tests.
Or
Robert.
No.
Ernie? I don't know.
Ernie?
I don't know. We just went together.
What the crap?
Just saying. And that leads us to Peter Pan and Wendy.
Mm.
Wow.
The
live action one.
I used to watch the cartoon one all the time on Disney
Channel. Really?
Oh,
did you
death.
Like it?
No, because I watched it to death.
I always thought Peter Pan was a boy movie.
Yeah. And also, and I used to think Wendy was really annoying as a crud.
Really? I always liked her accent.
I did too.
She talked like this.
There's a little bit of a twang to that.
Like that.
I just want to say that Wendy was annoying as crap.
Oh, okay.
And also, Tinkerbell kind of was annoying in the cartoon version.
So here's the thing. I really
loved Tinkerbell in this one.
Okay.
But
I did like Tinkerbell.
Like her
but as a kid, if I'm being real honest.
You wanted to be
fair. I hated Tinkerbell. Yeah, I know. Really shocker. A lot of girls love Tinkerbell. Mm. Grew up with a lot of girls. Oh, I love Tinkerbell. Well, first of all, she's not a princess, so.
No, she's kind of annoying.
Yeah. And she's not like the princess. She's not as cool. She's not like Jasmine. She's not sassy.
Yeah.
She's not like Belle, where she likes to read. She sucks.
Yeah.
She just goes around following Peter.
And
he's a jerk.
She doesn't need him.
He's a jerk, by the way.
She don't need him.
No.
He is a
fairy. What's she doing following around Peter Pan?
He's too big.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't have a boyfriend that big. It's inappropriate. Anyway, with that being said.
And so here's the thing about
the guy in the Tinkerbell show.
Yeah.
The one that, you know, the one that she likes in the Tinkerbell show. Do you remember the Tinkerbell
show? Oh, movie? Yeah. We met him at Disney World.
Yeah. Well, he's cute.
Okay.
Yeah. Now he's who she should be really going for.
Well, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
We also met Peter Pan and Wendy at Disney World.
It's not. Yeah.
It was during the Christmas party.
I'm going to be honest with you.
That was not a great
Wendy character. Did not talk. Let me finish before we offend Disney workers. I just want to say that all because you're playing Peter Pan and you're being a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter Pan is a jerk.
Peter Pan is a jerk.
But you doesn't mean you have to be a jerk. I'm paying a lot of money to see your face play a character I don't really like. But I'm taking the picture with you because love every Disney character. Duh.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a jerk.
You don't. You should
also
be nice
just want to say.
He's not a great character. Experience.
You're paid to stay in character. He knew somebody in line.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
He came out of character?
Yeah. You were there.
There's a lot going on at Disney World.
I was there and I was like,
and
you're
I'm
going
to be real honest with you.
Yeah.
I get ill because I'm trying to collect them all. I feel like a Pokemon person.
I remember.
Collect them all.
Yeah, it is true.
That's all
and
I feel
Wendy
like.
Was very
I'm like,
nice.
I'm getting a picture with you, and you're going to hold the camera. And they're like, I know how to work here. Shh, just listen.
Yeah, see, while that was going on, he was talking to somebody in line, and he spoke to me. And I know it because he looked at me and he said, do you see my shadow anywhere? And I said, yeah, maybe, I don't know. I was just so nervous. And then he was like, well, you can't see it anyway. And I thought, I just said I did.
You can't.
Rude! You jerk!
You can see the shadow because there was a light over him.
Yeah,
he did have a shadow.
He had a shadow, and I did see it.
Not very smart. This is why, Peter, you probably should grow up.
Yeah, Peter.
So here's the thing about saying live-action Peter Pan and Wendy.
Ew, my knee.
There's,
sorry.
There's a real difficult thing today.
Well, there's a table,
and
I'm
hurting. There's been 50 million live-action Peter Pans.
Yeah.
There's been Peter Pan, the one with the blonde, curly-headed one.
Yeah, it gets weird. Fans are really weird.
So I've watched that one.
No, I haven't.
I didn't love it.
I haven't watched it.
That boy was like the it boy that everybody had a crush on.
Is he dead or alive?
He's alive,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Here's the thing about Peter Pan.
Not that I know. I just know there are a lot of teen people from your time period.
That died?
That died from the drugs or
suicide.
Don't say it! We might get flagged.
I don't want to get flagged.
But if you know, you know.
I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
They sent themselves to heaven before they needed to.
They checked that car too soon.
No, stop! Stop.
Just saying. I think he's still alive.
Is he?
I think.
Sure? Okay.
Well,
then I can
that
talk
one.
Bad about him.
Then there's Hook. Well, don't, because
I'm
not sure. And then there's Hook with Robin Williams as a grown-up Peter Pan.
Yeah. I've not seen that one either.
Is Dustin Hoffman Hook in that
Dustin
one?
Hoffman? I don't know.
I don't like that one.
I haven't watched
And Julia Roberts is Tinkerbell, right?
I don't know. I haven't watched any of them. I probably should have.
And then there's Pan, which was,
What's the one, what's the good one with the song? I really love the song from one of them. Because Dad used to blast that thing when he had he had the CD of one of them with the Disney's Greatest Hits. And one of them is a song from Neverland.
It's the cartoon, Peter Pan.
No, it's not. There's a song from either Neverland or Peter Pan.
This
or
is Hook. The first live-action Disney one.
Yeah, it's from one of the remakes.
But then it was a Disney.
I know what I'm talking about! When we're done, I'm gonna go back and go look it up.
Okay, and let's just face it. The best thing about Peter Pan has been the way that they've made Hook really hot, which was Once Upon a Time.
They did make him really hot.
Let's face it, that was
the best part. Hook, line, and sinker, if you know what I mean.
In Once Upon a Time, they had Hook, and he was super good looking. And that was where
I was
like...
You said the word hot. Yeah, he was really hot.
That's what the kids are saying.
That's what the kids these days are. I don't think they're saying hot. I think they're saying Zaddy and Daddy and McGlady.
That was why I watched Once Upon a Time, because of him as Hook.
Yeah, also, we really fell off
Sebastian
that wagon, didn't we?
Stan as Mad Hatter, also why I watched Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah, he was in that, wasn't he?
Yes!
He had a kid. It was Alice. That's weird. what? That is weird.
All that to give
you know what really creeps the crap out of me? Is when people do things like... Oh, I just hit the pen. Is when people do things like with Peter and Wendy.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Peter and Wendy, they really liked each other.
Well, that was because of Hook.
Okay, but wait a minute.
This one doesn't make it weird.
No, it doesn't make it weird, which I'm really glad. Is because Peter, isn't he older than Wendy? He's a grown man stuck in a little boy body, right?
Well, but he's never grown up. But he's like a
That's
thousand.
What I'm saying!
He's like 1,000 years old.
He's not 1,000 years... That is so ridiculous. Doesn't he know Wendy's mama?
I guess.
As a lover?
I don't think so.
You're not sure, though.
I don't know. So this Peter Pan and Wendy, we're just gonna ignore.
Just ignore. Keep going. So there's a movie named Neverland, and it's about Wendy's mama! I know I might be right. And you want to prove me wrong? I'm going to Google it later. Google me, Barbara.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
But this Peter Pan and Wendy suffers from the same thing I hate from live action ones that Disney do. They go to
hate
explain.
Is strong. Wow.
They go to over explain things. And yeah. I hate that.
Well, so this one was, are we telling spoilers? Are there spoilers?
Are this? It's Peter Pan.
It is Peter Pan.
Hook used to be a lost boy.
Ah! That's a spoiler.
So I had high hopes for this one because
high hopes, not the same.
That's no why. I love Jude Law. I love Jude Law old.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't love Jude Law.
I'm not
young.
Judging. Even though I did see a movie about him when he was in it,
was he old or young?
He was young.
Oh,
and it
don't
was
like
actually
it.
It's based off a play.
Don't like it. Oh yeah, we did watch that one.
That was weird.
It was kind of weird.
I don't want to go back to that. And he's in it, and he's a bad guy. And it's not
good. I like Jude Law, old bad guy. Like
okay.
Captain Marvel, old bad guy.
Yeah.
Love it. Here, I was looking forward to it, because I was like, oh,
you should have.
Zaddy.
Zaddy alert, you're wrong. Put the phone down. You know?
Yeah.
Put that Zaddy.
I don't want
Zaddy hotline.
I don't want to answer the phone. Because he
it's
wasn't
not
great. No, it wasn't Pedro Pascal.
Unless it's him.
She just casted Pedro Pascal's Hook. That would have been cool. No, but then we went with Jude Law, and it was okay. That is what I would call
it. I think I could sum up this movie, though.
It was okay.
Oh, I was going to disappoint. But, okay.
I didn't have high hopes for this movie.
High hopes.
Stop with the Snow White.
You just said it, though. You just said I didn't have high hopes. You meant high hopes. Come on! We're professional!
I expected little from
when
this.
When you can't find words, then you can't. Here's what I'll do.
It was okay.
I'll help you.
It was like Pirates of the Caribbean meets... Well, it was a little slow at times.
Yeah?
I don't know what it wanted.
I don't want it. Let me tell you. Before we, you know, give our grades and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get on the freaking bandwagon.
Okay.
Of people who are like, I hate this movie. It so sucks. It sucks, sucks, sucks. City! It's not really Suck City.
No.
It's like a train.
Street corner?
No. It's a train going through Suck City. Okay. Like, you're seeing everything else. It really sucks.
It's a long tour.
It's
in Suck City.
And you're like, there's Pinocchio. I'm not gonna go there, but I'm gonna stay here.
I think that's where we're measuring it.
Mm.
I liked it better.
I love how in this episode you decided your word is measuring. Measuring stick. You know? Like,
it's... It's better than Pinocchio. It's better than Dumbo.
Yeah, that was a Dumbo.
And I don't...
Fun fact, in Dumbo, the little girl in that is the Last of Us daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, so Wendy in this is Mila Jovovich's daughter.
How did you know her from that, Mila Jovovich? yes, who played Black
Young
Widow?
Black Widow.
Said Natasha.
Young Natasha.
Stop. she has a weird mouth. Like, she has these round mouth, and it's really weird.
I really like
her.
A
lot of teeth in that kid's head.
She's great in this role.
Yeah, love her. She's a better actress than her mommy.
Yeah, much better actress.
Paid a lot of money for
Not gonna have her on a podcast, but don't care.
Yeah. Paid a lot of money for her.
Yeah, Alexander Moody plays Peter.
Yes.
He's good in this, but Peter Pan is such a jerk.
He does this thing that a lot of actors do, but see, they're paid a lot more and they're older.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Is he does this thing where he has no expression on the eyes, but a lot going on in the mouth. Like, okay. He's telling Wendy, I'm so dumb.
He doesn't.
And he's angry, but he's not showing it across his eyes.
I can't take people like that. Like, I'm going to need you to fur those eyebrows.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to show some.
Cut that eyebrow up. I don't know. Do something.
I know that when someone has Botox, like, I know you can't help it, but can you try a little?
He's a child.
He's a child. He doesn't have it. He's a child.
I know there's a lot of things people want to point out that was like, oh my gosh.
Stop saying it!
But I don't care. I also
These are the same people that really love Dumbo, okay? Or love Pinocchio. And if you love Pinocchio, pedophile. Enough said.
Could you stop with that word?
I'm sorry. I'm just throwing it out there.
Gonna get flagged. Why is that the word?
No, I stopped this. I stopped this before we were gonna say something else that was gonna get us flagged. Because we did for sure we're gonna get flagged for that one.
Oh boy.
Leave that one to the imagination.
This movie.
Or don't.
Was like good, but not great. It was like, I don't like
It was like when you thumbs up something, you thumbs down, you leave it in the middle. That's kind of what it was like.
I didn't like it as good as Beauty and the Beast, and I don't like Beauty and the Beast. But I didn't like it as good.
Whoa, that's strong.
Yeah.
That's really good. Beauty and the Beast fans should really be listening. Live action.
I don't like the live action Beauty and the
Beast. But look, you just said that you do like that one more than this
one. Well, yeah, because it's got pretty good songs. And
that's true. This one had songs, but not enough. It was trying too hard. You're like, okay.
And you have too many actors to follow. Yeah. I don't know. We were trying something with this movie, and it was okay. Mm. There was too many actors in too many situations, and we were all over the board.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about it. Peter Pan is an okay cartoon. Like, I know that's a lot of controversy. I don't care. There's a lot of controversy with this one. I don't care. I just want a good movie.
Yeah.
And this movie was okay.
Was it meant to not go into the theaters? Was it always meant for that?
Well, I think it speaks on its own why it didn't
go
into theaters.
Yeah, I think it does.
I just want to say.
Kind of like Pinocchio.
Why it didn't go into theaters.
Yeah.
And here's my problem with the live actions. Mm-hmm. They're just okay.
Yeah. This is true.
Unless it's Aladdin.
And I'm hoping that maybe because this one was not that great, that Little Mermaid has a higher expectation.
I'm going in real low.
Real low expectation, but I'm hoping with this one being so good.
Are already trashing Flounder and Sebastian.
They sure are.
And they have lit.
I'm so tired of it.
Who knew little sidekicks called for so much
Poor
trashing.
Little sidekicks.
It makes me want to like it because everybody's trashing it. But
yeah, me
also,
too.
I may trash it.
Merchandise for it's pretty bomb.
Oh, the merchandise for it is so rocking.
Yeah. What's your ending grade?
It's a C for Peter Pan and
a C,
Wendy.
Solid C.
Solid C.
So mine is a C minus.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
You were a lot harsher on this movie.
Let me explain.
You think Wendy and Peter Pan were like personal friends?
It wasn't them. It wasn't
you
them.
You didn't like Peter Pan.
It wasn't Peter Pan or Wendy for me. It was Captain Hook. Like
wasted Jude Law.
That was a waste of money, might I just say. Because.
Should have made him hot.
Should have made him. Whoa. Yeah. Probably should have. But one, I think what annoyed me was a lot of people who wrote or directed and stuff like that did this for this movie, is when I looked at their interviews, they talked about they didn't want it to be a caricature.
Creepy.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because he kind of likes Wendy.
And Tinkerbell.
Captain Hook.
Tinkerbell. Right? I thought you liked Tinkerbell.
I was thinking more Wendy. Not in this movie, but in general. Yeah. Did you just shush me? Okay. Shush me!
I didn't shush you. I was going to say, she's a little girl.
She's a little girl, yeah. But I didn't like the way that they were like, oh, well, you know, they put on a trope of the factor of like, oh, well, we didn't want him to be a character. Well, Captain Hook,
he also whispers.
He's fake. He's not a real person.
He's not
okay?
a real person, guys.
Also, and my thing about it is he is a caricature.
Yeah.
I hate that word.
Okay.
Caricature.
Wow, you really didn't like this movie.
So, I think that's my thing. And also, it was so slow in some moments. It was made slow. Me want to
gag. It was really slow.
Like, I literally was sitting there thinking about the fact of how slow it was when it was being slow.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
That may have made no sense, but it was wrong.
Yep, and that, guys, caps off our review of Peter Pan and Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeet!
Yep. And guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
That's right. Hey, and if you did, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it.
That's right, guys. And if you're on Instagram, you should be following
at Farnung Metz.
And at Libby Farnung.
That's right.
And be in our Ranting Sisters Facebook group on Facebook.
Yeah, for memes, polls, things, you know, put your own opinion on what we talk about next.
That's right, guys. Have a great week.